The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A lack of mechanics is being blamed for buses failing to show up in the Greater Dublin area. Passengers have been complaining for weeks about the disappearing services, or so-called ghost buses. The issue was raised in the Dáil, claiming that commuters cannot trust the service on offer. Local councillors are saying it's affecting many Go Ahead Ireland routes around Dublin. Go Ahead are the complementary service to those run by Dublin Bus. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Fiona Connell, Labour councillor for Dublin City Council. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Delighted to be here.
What area are you concentrating on?
So the biggest issue for me is the S4 bus service, which runs from Liffey Valley right through to UCD. So many of my residents that I represent in Dublin City Council have been in touch to say they're impacted. There's students getting in touch. People can't get to work. People are ending up having to rely on friends and favours for lifts. And it's really a huge problem, and it's across a huge variety of lifestyles and people. So
how unreliable is the service? What are you being told?
So I have stories of people waiting for a bus to get home from UCD, and they've been waiting up to an hour and a half for a bus because they believe a bus is coming. It's unreliable information on the transport app, and they end up waiting for it such a long time that they have to call in favours from parents or relatives to get a lift home from UCD, which is very frustrating.
Now, who is running this service? Is it Go Ahead or is it Dublin Bus?
So this is a service run by Go Ahead, and my understanding from the emails that I've received that the Go Ahead service is significantly less reliable than the Dublin Bus. So as a private company, it's operating in a different capacity to Dublin Bus, and that's leading to a lot of frustration. So I'm not sure if everybody understands that some of the bus routes in Dublin have been given over to a private company.
Now, this is the whole idea, you know, probably emanating from Europe, that you have to have competition everywhere in every sector. Anyway, the TFI opened up it to competition and Go Ahead got the contract.
Yep. And then from speaking to people who are in the industry, so I've been speaking to bus drivers, they're saying that Go Ahead is finding really hard to keep a hold of mechanics working for them. And the company has a fleet of 220 buses, but only 107 of them are on the roads at the moment, which is like it's nearly half.
That's an insane situation. Do you have any intelligence as to what the reason is for the mechanics not having enough mechanics or drivers or whatever? I mean, only half the fleet on the road. It can be because they've no driver. It can be because it's not serviceable.
So those could be the issues. But I also understand that working for a publicly funded company has different benefits and support systems than it does if you're working for a private company. So I don't know. We're nearly at full employment here if it's just not as attractive to work.
So do you think that Bus Éireann are actually recruiting everyone that's available, leaving Go Ahead shy?
It's possible. Like if it's more attractive as a mechanic to work for a public company like Dublin Bus or Bus Éireann than it is for Go Ahead, but they aren't holding on to their mechanics, and that's a huge number of buses to
now
have off-road.
We got a statement from them. Go Ahead Ireland can confirm that a number of bus services have recently experienced service frequency issues which have impacted passengers, and we'd like to apologise to all of those affected. These service issues are due to a combination of factors. At sectoral level, there is currently a shortage of mechanics impacting transport operators nationally. This has meant that buses are taking longer to service, thus reducing the number of active vehicles on the road at certain times. The issue has been further aggravated by seasonal illnesses, which has reduced the number of active mechanics able to service our fleet at any given time. Cognizant of our responsibility to our passengers and those communities that we serve, we've been running a dedicated mechanics recruitment campaign, offering a comprehensive and competitive package for candidates. As such, we've experienced an increase in applications for the role of heavy vehicle mechanics since the new year, which will address the current issues and enhance our engineering capacity overall. And it goes on and on and on, and they want to apologise, etc., etc. But, you know, the recruitment campaign is not going to solve the problem in the now. And the frustration, it would appear to me, Fiona, is as the guy we had in our opening section of the programme said, please tell us. You know, communication is the issue. If we know it's not going to come, we'll make alternative arrangements and make them in a timely way.
Absolutely. No, I think that is that, the unreliability. And then there's also the safety issues if you're waiting on a bus for that long of period, especially in the dark in the winter months. I think that it's welcome that they've apologised or that they're acknowledging that how much of an impact it's having on people. But I think that they could have been a little more proactive in terms of prioritising their mechanics. Like, this isn't something that happened in a 24-hour period. This has been accumulating. And
now, it could be, of course, that the depots are overrun with flu or whatever it might be. But normally people who are not going to show up the next day, they phone in and say, look, I'm very sick. I don't think I'll be able to make it. And therefore, they should know which buses are not going to be out on the road, whether it's driver shortage or mechanical unavailability. And therefore, they know that the 907 or the 654 is not going to run. They should know that the night before.
Absolutely. And they can edit that information on the real-time app and people can know and make just adjustments to their journeys or change their route or change their time that they're leaving, or in fact tell their own work if they're going to have to get a later bus or an earlier bus and make adjustments. So I think information would really help everybody in this problem that we're facing together.
Now, have you got any response from any of them about why the real-time information is not accurate?
No, I've sent off many, many emails and I have received nothing back.
You see, I would have thought that the real-time information is based on the actual location of buses. They all have a transponder which talks to HQ, so they know precisely where each individual bus is at any given time. And therefore, I wonder, how can it appear on a digital sign at a bus stop if it's actually not on the road at all?
So I wonder if it takes, if the bus's return journey is delayed to a point where it's not going to make the starting off journey, does it stop at the depot and then wait for the next one? Does it just fall off at the depot or does it go? But again, it's
the
information.
This is what digital technology is all about. It's about anticipation with AI and all the rest of it. They could say, well, that bus number, whatever it is not going to make it on time for its official starting time from the depot. Therefore, we're going to drop it. And at that moment, when they see that it's not viable, it should vanish off the system.
Absolutely,
agree. Hopefully an apology.
Yeah, and absolutely. I've actually put in a question for our area committee meeting to review some of the junctions that the S4 goes through, because I think that if we can prioritise that and make it swifter to get through, then it's less likely to be stuck up in traffic and to not make its next route or its return journey. So I think there are small things that we can do proactively. But I do think that while I welcome their meeting with the minister next week, I think we need to be more proactive, like a bus service where everybody uses the bus and it's a reliable service is something that we really need to plan for and prioritise.
Now, one of the issues is also the unreliability of other services. And we've heard about darts being interrupted in service, particularly at peak times. But even at non-peak times, I was waiting for a dart on last Saturday on the way into Aviva for the match. And the train I was taking was 13:39. And it was still on the board when I got to the platform of the station. 13:39 didn't show at all. Didn't show. And suddenly we're now another 20 minutes waiting for a dart. And every morning I'm getting reports of darts being delayed by 10 minutes or more. So what is going on? You think that with digital technology, that things would be getting better, not worse.
I agree. And also it's a displayed demand. Like there's buses that are arriving to Harold's Cross to Terenure that are already full and that the local residents that I represent can't get onto the buses because they're already full. So this has shown there's a need for the buses and the services, the DART services, and it's not being met.
Okay. We talked to you about your particular experience, but I can tell from my text screen here that this is just typical of the overall situation. I live in Rathfarnham, frequently use the 15B bus, which is operated by Dublin Bus. I'd say 30% of the times I attempt to get the bus, it simply doesn't appear. And it is not operated by Go Ahead. That's from Brian. Now, you may have heard Dublin Bus earlier on the station here on the breakfast programme saying that they have 98% compliance. 98% of their buses run on time and do what they're supposed to do, and that is independently audited, they say. But the experience of the individual, of course, does not suggest that that is the case. Regarding the unreliable bus service and inaccurate displayed information, somebody should look at the proposed $2 billion outlay on an integrated ticketing system for public transport. Our history in this regard is not a happy one. Same goes bus issues in Galway with a private bus company servicing the west of the city. It's abysmal. Please note, Dublin buses are driving by bus stops without picking up passengers. I think the driver is told to take the bus info, i.e. the number off the bus, just so the company can make up time and say they're reaching their end stop. The reason they do this is to meet their statistics. Yet people are left at a bus stop and bus information on the bus stop disappears. This has to be addressed. Now, that's not something I'd heard that a full bus will actually, maybe if it's full and no one wants to get off, they say we can't take any more. Why would we stop? Same story on the 120 bus route to Edenderry for the past 3 years, utterly unreliable. That real-time app never really worked in Limerick buses. They're always ghosting us here. I live in Rathfarnham. My daughter's in fourth year in UCD. The bus service is terrible since the provider has changed. I have to drive her if she needs to attend an important lecture. We were waiting for bus number 37 on Dawson Street 2 days before Christmas, around 1500 hours, and two buses just disappeared off the electronic system. We spoke to the guy at the bus stop and he said at the time, this is a regular occurrence. I used to live somewhere with terrible public transport. They had a real-time bus tracking system you could set your watch to. I suppose lack of mechanics has just demonstrated that the real-time tracker is a work of fiction. Until that is fixed, public transport will never, ever be reliable. And that's from Andrew in Roscommon. So we're certainly uncovering a huge discrepancy in what is promised and what is delivered. Labour Councillor Fiona Connolly from Dublin Bay South, the Kimmage Rathmines area, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.